Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVP 103.1 FM, our first anniversary show. Hey, this is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside with my radio wife, Esther Golden.
Oh, great. Aloha, everyone.
She's from the Nest in Michigan City. We're your hosts for Art in the Air. Hey, the theme music you just heard is by Billy Foster with a vocal by Renee Foster. We so appreciate them being part of our opening and closing of the show.
We adore them.
They are such sweet people. Hey, underwriters for Art in the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and our landlord, Walt Breitinger of Paragon Investments. If you'd like to find out more about leasing our space in this historic building, give Walt a call at 219-462-5821. That's 462-5821. We'd like to thank them both for their generous support. We always like to thank Greg Kovach. Today we're going to put him to work a lot because we have some different things going. I hear at WVLP, he's the station manager. He'll help us doing our segment later. Art in the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant that came through the South Shore Arts, and it's also the National Endowment for the Arts. If you're interested in being a guest or send us information about your arts, arts-related event, or a peer, please give us an email at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Hey, our program, along with all our programs, are streaming live at wvlp.org. If you have trouble hearing us on 103.1 FM, you can always stream us there in the whole station. Art on the Air is rebroadcast at Mondays at 5 p.m., and we have a show archive that you can hear, so you can hear all of our shows for the past year at breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. We also have a detailed arts events calendar there, too. So if you miss what we say on the show, you can go right there and find out. Hey, our shows are now being carried, well, have been being carried by IUN's Red Hawk Radio at IU Northwest. But now we're pleased to announce that we will now be carried on every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. So you can hear us there, yes. So that starts at Sunday night at 7 p.m. So you can listen
and
to us there.
And now it begins.
And now it begins, the expansion of that. So I'd like to thank, just to remind you that, you know, we are supported by the community and also by people that are supporting, because we're a community radio station, and we're looking for support from individual listeners, show-specific for this show. Esther and I would be extremely happy if you'd like to actually specifically support this show, and you'll read a really elite audience of people that are interested in the arts, music, authors, and things like that. We have underwriting levels. Whatever you give will go toward it, but underwriter levels will mention you as part of the opening and closing of the show. Major underwriting levels, you can do different things. You can find out all that information at wvlp.org/support. That's wvlp.org/support. We don't want you to just be a listener, though we love that you are a listener. We want you to become a supporter of this station because we don't run commercials or anything like that, and we do a full hour of programming. And like I say every week, and Esther always smiles when I say this, don't give till it hurts, give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting our station. Well, we're going to get to the arts calendar in just a moment. I think we'll start with, for some reason, LaPorte County, because my calendar just disappeared. So go ahead and we'll take LaPorte County first, and I'll get mine out.
All right. In LaPorte, again, it is Friday, October 4th, and it is First Friday in Michigan City. But I'm starting with the Thaddeus C. Gallery, located in downtown LaPorte. I look at their gallery. It's a fabulous gallery. Lubesnik Center for the Arts. Their exhibit is the Chicago Imagists, Before and After. And that exhibit runs through October 19th and is showing in all three galleries. First Friday for the Lubesnik Center. Go check out their exhibit. Rising Phoenix Gallery on exhibit will be the Dunlin Plein Air Painters. Again, the opening October 4th, tonight, First Friday. SFC Gallery, Patty Schaffner will be the October exhibiting artist. Again, opening October 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. for First Friday. Southern Shore Art Association, their October exhibit is Weather, Sun, Rain, Snow, Wind, and Clouds. And as you can imagine, the exhibit will depict weather as a major factor. And I think, Larry, could you
give us the news? Yes, well, I'm also on the board of directors for Southern Shore, and we were just notified that Arnold Besser, who owns the building, is in the process of selling it. So this will be our last exhibit at that location. So that exhibit will end on the 20th of this month. So we'll be out of that space. On the upside, as a group, we have decided to continue. We just need to look for floating venue spaces. So if you want to host the Southern Shore Art Association, we still want to stay committed to Michigan City and staying there. So, but that will be our last exhibit at that location because there is a sale in progress, and Arnold's also moving his gallery out of there too. So it's a whole new experience for Southern Shore Arts Association.
Well, and for Michigan City and the Uptown Arts District
as well.
It's been
there a long time. So
a very long time. Blink Contemporary Art is exhibiting new work by Suzanne Cohen-Lang and Rick Lang. Nest, our exhibit is Robert Serco, Me, Myself, and Eyes, his recent paintings and drawings. Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent. Every third Saturday, October 19th is the next one. It's Open Mic meets Vaudeville meets Show and Tell. Friday, October 4th, we're the host of the 5th annual Michigan City Video Fest at 7 p.m. I think we have about an hour's worth of the short film version. Tomorrow at the library at 2 p.m. will be the long version of the videos. So we're going to go from 7 to 8 and then probably loop it again from 8 until 9 because once is not enough.
Of course.
Friday, October 5th, Captain Ambivalent has his solo show in the gallery, Fear the Accordion, the show that laughs in the face of dystopia. It's a side-splitting solo multimedia musical at 7 p.m. and that's a free concert. Saturday, October 12th is art and horse assisted healing workshop. That's at Anamkara. Saturday, October 12th also is the Writing Out Loud series at 7:30 p.m. in collaboration with the Michigan City Public Library. And for the rest of the events, please go to the Nest Michigan City event page. And that is it for LaPorte County.
Well, very good.
Come out for First Friday.
Exactly, because First Friday is coming up this time, and there's going to be a whole lot of things. First Friday's run, through December, and then I think it shuts down for, 2 months?
But we do it all year.
Well, Nest is unique that way, isn't it?
We do it all year.
So, well, unfortunately, I left my printout didn't print out, so I'm getting the arts events page up here, and I will have it momentarily. But happy anniversary, by the way.
I know. It was the fastest year ever.
It sure was.
It just zoomed by, and boy, what a lineup. Please check our archives, because our year of guests,
it is
phenomenal.
And you can listen to all the shows if you go to breck.com/AOTA.
I know, that's the archive.
Well, here we go. We're going to now Porter County, Valparaiso Center for the Arts, Brower Museum. There you continue with Betty LaDuc, Social Justice Revisited, and then Sue Quack is doing the Cosmic Light series, and Mark Fletcher, Winking Turtle, Whispering Tree. Their next event is they're going to have a gallery talk with the Mark on November 6th, and so you can see that. They had a great little event with the music and everything shortly thereafter. Well, at the Village Gallery at Pines Village, Valpo University Junior Art Show is curated by the one and only Richard Brower, and that will open Sunday the 29th, and that'll be running through November 14th, so you can see all that there. Chesterton Art Center. Well, we had them on last week. We had Marianne Pals and Larry Jensen, and they'll be doing their exhibit, In Our Nature. And the exhibit opening is on Sunday, October 6th, 2 to 4, and it'll be running through October 28th. So that's at the Chesterton Arts Center. So stop by. Next month, just to know, is Ileana Artists. They're still hanging around out there. They're doing The Gift of Art. It's their member exhibit that opens on November 3rd, and they have an opening reception on that same day running through November 28th. So there's still a call out to all Ileana Artists members, so you can see the link on our page to find out about that. They have other great things going on, like a stained glass classes going on. Mac Vanderwine, the first Wednesday of every month, does his critique class, and they have a whole range of, and I won't go into them because you can go to their site, of new children's things. We have two new art instructors, so great things. And Monday Night Ceramics has returned. Art Barn, well, they have a pumpkin paint party for families and kids starting October 19th, 2 to 4, age 9. You can find a whole bunch more. They have other events coming up, so check them out. Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques, well, they have, now that they're into their fall calendar, they have like October 5th, a kids and canvas thing that they just, they'll be tomorrow. They have October 10th, a macrame dream catcher, October 12th, a board and breakfast, and more and more acrylic pour classes just in October, so you can check them out. Depot Museum and Art Gallery, well, that's on US 12 in Beverly Shores. They're still continuing with Painting Inside Out, studio plein air painting by Pat Herman, and they'll be closing on October 6th, and their new exhibit will be open. So you stop by there at the Depot Museum right there on US 12 in Beverly Shores. Not down just the street from them, Matt Kubik at the Ellen Firm Gallery. The architect, professor, travel curator Matt is going to have wonderful scenes of sculptures and drawings he's done of Rome. And he already had his opening, but that'll be running through October 8th. So some of these are just about ready to wrap up. Well, if you're not familiar with this classic Agatha Christie play, you still have a chance to catch it through October 13th. Memorial Opera House does The Mousetrap. And you can find out information about that. Roots Organic Cafe on downtown Valparaiso, 35 photos of Ken Christensen. He's actually fairly new to photography, but he had an exhibit that will be running through late September through October. I stopped by the reception just to say hi to Ken and everything like that. Dig the Dunes. Well, they're still looking for their page sponsors for their 2020 calendar. And
that's such a good idea.
I know.
What a good idea.
Well, yeah. I've been in the calendar a couple times. I got to figure out what I'm going to submit to them this time.
I saw Eve last night, but I forgot to congratulate her on that.
Yeah, she's a real sweetie, Eve is, and she's in our shout-out thing, too. And then you can also go to their Facebook page, find out information, and they're also looking for photographers for submissions, so you can find out info about that. Moving to Lake County, well, Studio 659, they're getting ready for their exhibit on October 12th called Bump in the Night. And that goes along with Whiting's that they call Wickedly Whiting, where the town celebrates. And I'll be running through November 16th, but on they'll be doing a whole thing on October 12th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And all day, all the businesses will be kind of celebrating a pre-Halloween celebration. South Shore Arts, Bachman Gallery, continues with the 76th Salon Show through November 10th. And that's the one going on right there. Atrium Gallery now stars Pathway to the Beach. Marianne Trezna, her reception opens on October 6th, which is Sunday, 1 to 3, and her exhibit will go through the 24th. Crown Point Branch, Something in the Air, Work from the Artist in Residence. You can see that at the Crown Point Branch, and that will be through December 7th. Substation number 9 in Hammond. Julio Guerrera, Gallery of Voice. His reception's Saturday, October 5th. A lot of things opening this weekend, so be on that. Toll Theater, Judy Crawford, four-year consideration at the Toll Theater in Hammond. This is all part of Southern Shore Arts. And finally, Cafe Fresco, also in Crown Point. Joey Lax Salinas, Photos of the Region. That'll be running through the 23rd. Miller Beach Arts and Creative District, Anatomy of Artists. It's a new group exhibit. There's about 8 artists in a variety of media, a group that formed together. They're going to have their opening reception Friday, October 11th, and for viewing through November 3rd. And that's what's in. And if you have a chance, you can still catch through October 6th, Marty Bones, 75 photographs of Nepal, India, Cuba, and all along. South Lake Artist Cooperative, SLAC, as they like to be called. Their China Cat Sunflower Sip is still continuing through October 19th. Their new exhibit, Texture, its current exhibit is Textures at the Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. They're only found on Facebook. They're also taking a portrait of an artist still running at Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. And their submissions for Crackle are due October 14th. They're only on Facebook. Find the link on there. Another group that we haven't had, but they're kind of related, is a small group called Dave. That's Dyer Artist Visionaries. And they have a show called Space Energy Time. And they're looking for submissions by November 2nd. And they'll be at the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. Theater at the Center continues with the great classic 1950s musical, The Pajama Game. That's September 12th and through October 13th. So if you get a chance to see it, it's a fun show. kind of made Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon rise to the top. Lakeshore Community Concerts, formerly the Munster Community Concerts, I worked with them for many years, brought them over into Munster, by the way. They're going to have a new group coming in called Three Redneck Tenors, and they're going to perform Broadway Bound, and that'll be October 19th, and that's at Munster Auditorium. The season ticket's no longer valid, but you can probably get a discount. Check out the information there. And Northwest Indiana Symphony, find out their information there. So there we are. We have all our arts and arts things like that. Again, if you'd like to be part of that, please submit it to artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. Love to put your arts events on the calendar and do whatever you can for you. Well, now is the time for us to really celebrate, and we have a lot of people who have celebrated with us. And they have taken the time to give us shout-outs all the way from people that have been on the show, some of which were maybe going to be in the show, and even people that maybe just listened to the show. So we have about 20-some people that have taken the time to give us a shout-out. So we're going to take a listen right here now to our wonderful shout-outs and thank them for doing that. So
thank you so much.
Now we must be going to get your weekend rolling. You know it isn't really fair just talking about art on the air. This program was just a start. Now get out and see some art in Porter County, LaPorte or Lake. Just look at all the art that we make. Oh, if you have some art to show, be sure to let us know. When you go, be sure to share. You heard about it, you know where.
Art on the air.
Hey, Larry and Esther. Hi, this is Dorothy Graydon from Valparaiso. I just wanted to congratulate you on your anniversary. You two are definitely interviewers extraordinaire. I really enjoyed being on your show, and I hope you guys have a really successful career. You have deserved it, and you have earned it. I hope to listen to many more of your shows in the future. Happy anniversary.
Esther and Larry. It's Liz Werfel from the Art Department at Valparaiso University. I heard it's your Art on the Air anniversary. It's such a good local radio program that keeps us in the know about our Northwest Indiana arts scene. Congratulations.
Hi, this is Dr. Meg G. DeMakis from Family Folklore Foundation Incorporated, and I wish to thank you for having our organization pitch on your program. You do a wonderful job of getting the word out about all of the artistic segments that are so vital in Northwest Indiana. Thanks again, and happy anniversary.
Congratulations, Larry and Esther. This is
Peggy
and Steve wanting to wish you a
happy anniversary
for Art on the Air.
This is Despina Liascos. Just wanted to say congratulations to Esther and Lab for Art on the Air. Wonderful job, guys. Love you. Happy anniversary.
Hello, Larry Breckner and Esther. You've been hosting Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM since the first week in October. Well, I'm a fan and a supporter. So congratulations on 1 year in elevating the age in which we live by streaming and allowing for the conversation to include some consideration of the arts. I wish you well and many more years to you. Congratulations on this great first year. Toodles, and I am Michael Griffin, the Highland Clerk Treasurer.
Hi, this is Doreen Stelton, wishing you a congratulations on the first year for Art on the Air. I'm with the Acorn Theater and Verdant Ferry in Three Oaks, and we wish you many more happy years and thanks for all you do for the arts in the Michiana area. Thanks and congrats.
Hi, Larry. Congratulations on your one-year anniversary from Lakeshore Community Concerts. Bye.
Hi, this is David Graham, Associate Artistic Director for Canterbury Summer Theater in Michigan City. And I want to congratulate Esther and Larry on the one-year anniversary of their marvelous program, Art on the Air, on WVLP-FM. Not only is the show highly entertaining as well as informative, but Esther and Larry are providing a wonderful forum to support the thriving arts community in our region. Esther and Larry, here's to many more.
Congratulations to Larry and Esther for having Art on the Air for 1 year. Happy anniversary from Eve at Dig the Dunes. So glad you guys are out there digging the dunes and digging art and having a great time on 103.1 FM. Hope to be on air with you again soon. Happy anniversary.
Hi, everyone. This is artist Michael Chelich.
I'd like to congratulate Larry and Esther for their first anniversary on Art on the Air. I love your program and keep up your great work bringing artists and art news to Northwest Indiana.
Hi, Larry. This is Linda Skidmore.
This is Gail Brown.
This is Jessica Mitros, and we're with String of Pearls, and we want to say...
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Hello, this is Bill Moran. On behalf of Kelly and our friends at the Bill and Kelly Show, we would like to congratulate Esther and Larry for the wonderful success of Art on the Air, as well as being on the air at WVLP for 1 year. You two have done an amazing job in highlighting artists from around the region and beyond. Keep up the great work in providing such a needed service. We all know that art brings us closer and is the glue that holds us together. We look forward to listening to more Art on the Air for years to come.
Hello, Larry and Esther. I just wanted to say congratulations on your first year anniversary for doing Art on the Air. This is Chris Acton with Acton Creative, and it was such a pleasure to join you guys to talk about my business and art in the area. And I think you're doing so much good work for the community, and I hope you keep it up for many, many years to follow. Congratulations.
Hi, this is Greg Hertzlieb from the Brouwer Museum of Art, and I just wanted to congratulate Larry and Esther for 1 year, a successful year of Art on the Air. Since hosting the program, they have brought it to new audiences and moved it into exciting and creative new directions. So keep up the great work.
Larry and Esther, congrats on your 1 year anniversary. It's Whitney Reynolds of The Whitney Reynolds Show, and I just want to say I am so proud of you and bringing arts to all the people out there. Big congrats.
Congratulations are in order for Larry Bregner and Esther Golden for their 1 year anniversary of hosting the WVLP show Art on the Air. You can stream the show live every Monday at 5 p.m. as well as Friday at 11 a.m. by visiting WVLP.org.
Hey, Larry and Esther, I just wanted to congratulate you on your first year of Art on the Air. This is Wendy Marciniak from the Chesterton Art Center. And I also want to thank you for having me on as a guest a couple times during the past year. Love coming to your show and really love the way that you guys advocate for the arts in the area. So thank you so much and continued success in Art on the Air. Thank you.
Hello. Congratulations, Esther and Larry. This is Caroline. I am so thankful for your show and your passion for art. Esther, you are pure magic. And always, eat, drink, and be Larry. Love you guys. Congrats.
This is Sharon Jackson from Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM out of Merrillville. And Larry Bregner is one of my favorite radio guys, radio friend, and Lakeshore Public Radio friend, and my pledging partner. And what do you know? Art on the Air has been on for a year. Congratulations, Larry and Esther, on your 1 year anniversary of giving people with blue hair a forum to show their excellence. Larry and Esther have been doing Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 for a whole year now. Awesome! Awesome job, folks. I want to be a guest, and I'm not even artistic.
Greetings from Billy and Renee Foster.
We are musicians, jazz radio show hosts, and advocates for the arts.
Congratulations
to Art on the Air and its dedicated hosts, Larry Bregner and Esther Golden.
We want to thank you for this outstanding program and exceptional service to our arts community.
No better way to stay informed as to what's happening in the arts than to listen to this informative show.
Not only do we get the information, but the opportunity to listen to the thoughts of the artists themselves.
We wish you many wonderful years of success.
And as we say on the Billy Foster Jazz Zone,
don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can.
And that was our shout outs from all of our folks there. We'd like to thank them for taking the time to give us a shout out for our first anniversary.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes,
it's been a great year.
It has been. We've had quite a few guests. And speaking of guests, we're now going to move on to our guest, Marco Villarreal is here. He's got a great music career. He's been performing since age 16. He's originally from Gary, Indiana, and was exposed to music by his older siblings. And he's been around for a while. I'll let him talk about some of the groups he's been involved with, but we're so happy to have this wonderful guitarist in our studio. Marco, welcome to Art on the Air.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you. So, well, I guess we'll start a little bit with your background. By the way, I didn't do the ID cut, but Art on the Air, 103.1 FM, so you're listening to that, and we're heard also on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on Sundays. So, tell us a little bit about, you grew up in Gary.
Yes.
And tell us a little about where you went to school and your whole
connection
on family. Family.
Sure thing. Yeah. I grew up in Glen Park. Well, I was very young. I mean, we moved when I was six. But I do remember kindergarten at St. Mark's and part of first grade at St. Mark's. And then we moved to what eventually became Hobart, Indiana. And I grew up in, it was at the time called Ainsworth, but now it's Hobart. And that's where I've been.
Yeah, I know where Ainsworth is. I used to work out in Merrillville Way. So, yeah, Ainsworth, Deep River area. So, you grew up in there. And so your musical influences were your family, your early ones.
They were the instigators. I mean, my two older brothers were into music since I could remember. So being a little kid, I remember at three seeing these amplifiers that my oldest brother had. He had this... It was at the time, I think they're still around, they're called acoustic. And he had this acoustic amplifier that looked like a giant compared to me. And I was always intrigued by the guitar. There was guitars, there was drums.
Did they let you play around?
A little bit, but I was more of a fan of the music. I wasn't really interested in playing, I was just interested in listening.
So where were you? Where were you in the family? Were you the youngest?
I was the youngest.
You were the baby, very good.
And the age difference was significant. My oldest brother is 12 years older than me.
Okay.
And the middle brother was 8 years. So when I was three, they were already in their teens or early teens. So I grew up with it. So they were kind of a big part of it.
So when in your school history did it hit you that you wanted to play?
Probably in the eighth grade.
Oh.
But the impact.
So what was was it your brothers or was it some other?
It was my brothers, right.
Oh, that's great.
Again, at the same time, I was always a fan. I was always listening to music. And
what kind of music?
I was into rock music.
Okay. Yeah. Like what kind of bands?
Led Zeppelin, Van Halen. Frank Zappa. I got turned on to Frank Zappa early on, and I was really into his music. And I loved classical music. I got exposed to Bach and Segovia, Segovia performing Bach and Spanish guitar. Okay. I don't know how that came around, but that was in there too. So I liked that. And I heard my older brother learning. He was actually learning a Jeff Beck song, and I was like, what is that? I want to try to do that.
So when did you start picking up the guitar? You said around six or even three?
No. I didn't start till I was
12 or 13?
About 14.
14?
Yeah, right before I turned 15.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I decided, and that was it.
And did you have any training, or did you just kind of pick it up and figure it out?
Both.
Okay.
Both. In the beginning, it was just me trying to figure it out. And then I took lessons. I had a good teacher, and a guy named Mike Lumio. It was really good. And then I was lucky that in high school we had a great music theory program or class. What was good about it is I was able to take it for my whole high school experience as an independent study. So I studied music theory early on. So when I went to, after graduation, I went to study it formally at an institution in California. I didn't have to.
Well, tell us about that. That's Berkeley. That's a big one.
Well, that was later.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one was Musicians Institute, and I spent about a half a year over there in 91 to part of 92. And so, yeah, that's the evolution of it.
So was it always guitar, or was there another instrument?
Mostly guitar. I mean, some other instruments came. I actually play bass now, too. I do bass. I've been just by default.
The fundamental instrument of those kind of bands. You need that. By the way, you listen to Marco Viriel, guitarist on the wonderful show. We're here today, Art on the Air, 103.1 FM. So you went to Berklee, which is a really class...
Sure, yeah. That was later. That was early 2000. 2002, I did a summer course out there. That was great.
I have a friend of mine who's actually going there right now. She's a lawyer, mm-hmm. and actually she has recorded. And she's a vocalist mm-hmm. and had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
Recovered from the stroke and actually did a release about her recovery that was a book. But, yeah, she and I correspond on Facebook, and she's currently studying there while doing law.
Sure.
She's active, so... Anyway, so now you're about in your teens and stuff, and things. So did you start doing bands in high school and things like that?
I did. Yeah, my first band was in high school. I was a sophomore, and it was a band with some just friends, you know?
Yeah.
And my first professional engagement was at a roller rink.
That's a good one.
Do they still have those anymore?
There was a lot of people showed up. Like I think the whole high school showed up.
Wow.
And the money was decent when you're 15, 16 and they pay you at the end. It's like, really? You can make money? So that was actually a really vivid experience, a great experience. And I still keep in contact with the same band members, you know.
Excellent.
To this day.
So
contact, do you play together at all?
Actually with one of them, yeah, the bass player, we're kind of in a little side band project. Not a side project, but we're like in a little band that we do that was fairly recent. My friend Scott Hicks. So
do you like that, having all the and to me that would be like really interesting, having all these different types of groups that you play with? Does it become overwhelming?
No, actually all that happens just by default. It's just one of those things, because a lot of the stuff I do is just more of, I'm like the side guy, you know. I mean, I do some of my own groups where I lead the band, but most of the stuff is just, I'm just kind of like the hired guy. And I love it, yeah, because sometimes it's a rock band and sometimes it's like a jazz fusion band.
Yeah,
so
you get to just really stretch.
Well, it's a learning experience. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
Now, you also teach guitar.
Yes.
Yes.
Guitar and bass.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So tell us how your musical style developed. I mean, we talked a little off air about that, but just so our audience understands some of the root elements that go into what's Marco's sound?
Well, you don't get called a virtuoso without having
right.
that. That's the background that I would love to hear about. Like, what's your practice ritual? And,
sure. Yeah. I try to practice when I can, you know. And if I'm not physically practicing, I'm thinking about it. I'm always thinking about it. And I think that helps too.
It's like the old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice.
Right, exactly. So I'm always...
I know, because they don't toss virtuoso around to every musician.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't claim that. People have said that. I don't. Well, I personally don't.
Of course not.
I don't claim it. But I mean, I'm just lucky to play with really good players. I've had the opportunity to play with some, you know, incredible players. That's how you learn.
Right.
Well, you won't say this, but one of the quotes is, Marco is a great friend, an amazing player, musician. Chops, changes, tone, variation, a serious composer. Marco brings true artistry to the rock and fusion guitar world. And that was...
That's a very flattering statement.
Yeah, that's some of the things that are written. And I see you were at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. And
Elkhart Jazz Festival.
Sure, yeah. Well, Jazz Showcase with my friend and great musician, bass player, Frank Russell. I've been working with him since...
Was that at the Happy Medium when it was still around, or was it the new location?
It was the new location.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I used to go see jazz artists at the Happy Medium on Rush Street. So
right. No, this is the one, I think it's called Union Station.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So that was with Frank's band. I've been with him since 2012. But yeah, Elkhart Jazz, the group I'm in, Freak Johnson, we played there. I played there with Frank's band too. So yeah, I'm just lucky to do some cool stuff.
Well, you know, we can talk about your music, but maybe we should take a listen to it. So this is from your album Ethereal, and this one is your first cut on that. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Sure. This is a song called Spurious Intellectualism, and I got Tony Austin on drums and Tony Franklin on bass, and there's a keyboard part in there by Stacey Wade.
So let's take a listen to Marco Villarreal from Ethereal, Spurious Intellectualism.
Thank you.
That's guitarist Marco Villarreal. Yeah, that's really something. That was off the Ethereal album, Spiritus Intellectualism. And we were talking offline here about how absolutely marvelous the playing is. And not just because you're sitting here. It's just very, very virtual. I can see why they call you virtuoso. Oh,
I appreciate the kind words.
But yeah, some other comments about...
He also said first take.
The first take, and he was playing that into a small amp. Obviously, it was mic'd, but that's an old school technique in, to get that sound that's, you know, instead of hooking the guitar directly to the mixer, that's a very common technique to really get a... And musicians, like I said, better control of the sound of it. So tell us some of the places that you have played. We talked about Jazz Showcase and some of the other groups that you play with.
Well, one that kind of stood out this past year was in the spring at VU Jazz Festival. I was invited to bring in a band, which I did, and we played. It was great. We were opening for a great jazz vibraphonist, Stefan Harris. We were the opening act, and I had a tremendous group of some great musicians and friends. I had Frank Russell on bass, Vijay Telesnayak on piano, and Greg Fundis on drums. And we played, there's some videos on YouTube, but we did some, all the material was from my record.
So if you want to see you on YouTube, you just
type I think in. If you just type my name in there, it'll come up.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's a good way to search. Do you also have a website?
It's under construction.
Okay, because
right
I know you have Facebook, and you have actually two Facebooks, so they can look you up and find you that way.
Facebook's the best way. I have a music page, and then I just have my personal page.
Okay. So. Now, are you you currently have your trio?
Sure. Yeah, that always kind of can evolve, and you know, it just depends on the occasion.
Freak Johnson, is that the trio?
Johnson, yeah, which is actually just recently has been augmented into a quintet. We've added a saxophonist, gentleman named Mike Carson, which we just played last weekend at the Hobart Art Theater, which is a great turnout. We played with a double bill with a band called Chester Brown, and we played some original stuff, and it was great.
Do you ever play at Tom Lounge's record bin?
I have.
Tom and I go way back, and all the way back to the disco era when he was DJing discos, long probably before you were around. So,
yes.
Another comment before we go. I'd like to hear another one called The Little Thing from the Ethereal album. But Marco is a rare musical talent. He can translate seemingly abstract musical ideas into tangible, meaningful pieces of music. It's a pleasure to work with him. That was written by Tony Franklin.
Yes, bassist Tony Franklin, who plays on my recording, on my record. He'll be on this track.
Well, then we're going to listen to that. So here we go from the Ethereal. We have The Little Thing by Marco Villarreal. Thank you. And that's off of the Ethereal album, Spurious. This was Little Thing, The Little Thing. Guitarist Marco Villarreal. And you're listening to Art on the Air, 103.1 FM on WVLP. And wow, that's really something. You know, this needs to go into my iTunes library. I said that to Marco off air. I said, these are really awesome.
I know. These are this is a CD where you can play it on a loop and not get tired of
exactly,
it.
Exactly. And yeah. And it's kind of, you know, what
you can play the whole thing because I can't do that with all CDs.
No. Yeah. Elements of jazz and just, and wow, guitar. I mean, I was telling Marco offline, I says, I don't know if he needs a fire extinguisher standing by to put out the fire on the guitar.
So I have something that you, I want to quote something that you just put on your Facebook page. Uh-huh. Limitations and setbacks are to be taken advantage of. So, like, how have you embraced that recently? Because that obviously...
Yeah, I mean, it's just sometimes when you're, you know, having to negotiate things when maybe you're not at full capacity, you know, physically.
So has that made you write more or compose?
Sure, yeah, definitely.
So you have to refocus
on... Yeah, that's always happening. But usually it seems like when one thing... might struggle, there's another area where it'll excel.
Blossom, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
Now, do you have any other CDs you're thinking about? This is the one and only CD you have, or do you have another one?
This is the only one under my name.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be more coming. It's just organizing it. And
taking it time.
Yeah, it's doing the time is the main thing.
Where do you do recording at?
This one here... For Ethereal, that was done in a studio in Burbank, California.
Okay.
Yeah, back in 2013. So, that was through a friend of mine, a guy named Willie Waldman. He hooked me up with a studio out there and hooked me up with the session players, the Tony Franklin and Tony Austin. You know, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I can see why it's really hard to pin down this music. It is definitely jazz, rock, fusion, I guess, but it's a whole sound of your own.
I appreciate it, yeah. It's kind of like what I was trying to just, whatever came out, that's what happened.
Yeah, and that's
it's so true. I heard Marco first in 2009, and it was so memorable, and it just like, and I think I contacted you afterwards going, man, that was just an amazing evening.
Thank you. I
think it was at the, it was called The Pearl at the time with Mo. It was something you were doing with Mo.
Yeah.
Or it might have been, I know it wasn't at Sahara. So it must have been
at the Pearl Theater.
The Pearl Theater.
Right. So I was doing a solo thing.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Boy, it was so wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of that, what upcoming engagements do you have?
I'm doing a performance with the VU Jazz Faculty Trio and one of the vocal instructors there, Anne Marie Bice, with... Jeff Brown and Bruce Evans and Roger Harris. It's a Beatles tribute, so I'll be accompanying Anne Marie, who'll be singing. We're going to doing Beatles repertoire, but in their style, in her style.
So, wow, that's great.
That'll be in October 20th.
October 20th
at Valparaiso University.
And you know, if you send me your itinerary, we'd be happy to put on our arts events page.
Sure thing.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
We want to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of what this show is all about, mm-hmm. trying to get things on. And that's someone we need to get on the show, too, is Jeffrey Brown, because he's another one that I go way back to the 1970s with. I can tell stories about young Jeffrey Brown. No. he and I just talked about that. One of the other quotes I love here is, in jazz, there are many great interpreters of music, and then there are great creators of music. Marco Villarreal fits into both of those categories. That's Robert Irving III.
Yes.
Yeah, you have some really great shout-outs there.
Which
tells a lot about you. You know, I know you're feeling kind of humbled by that, but I think it's sometimes in this day and age, you need to beat your own drum, and these are that really speaks to a lot about your music.
It's very flattering, and it just makes me want to practice more.
So what was your practice ritual when you were younger then?
There's
so many distractions.
Sure. It would always, there was times where it would just be in it would be in my hands all day. And that's all I would do. I never really said, okay, I'm going to practice this from this amount of time to this amount of time and then do this.
You just get lost in it.
Yeah. I wanted to do that because I heard about it. It's like, maybe I should do this for 10 minutes and do that. You know, I thought about that as an idea. It was a very novel idea, but it just never happened. It just, I just did whatever, and I would stick with one thing and work it until, you know, until whatever.
Well, I want to listen to another cut while we still have time, because the show's running out real fast. This is Compression off the Ethereal album. Tell us just a little bit about that one.
Yeah, this is a tune. I actually wrote this song that was inspired by an effect, like a guitar effect. And it just, I started playing around with these chords, and the sound of it just led me to what we're going to hear now.
Okay, you're listening to Ethereal. Album, and it's called Compression by Marco Villarreal. Off the Ethereal album by Marco Villarreal, that was Compression.
So
wow,
beautiful.
It's a beautiful piece. Well, we're about ready to wrap up here in just a few minutes.
Aww,
I know.
An hour and a half, Greg.
But we still have a few minutes. But I wanted to, first of all, I was thinking about if someone wants to take guitar lessons with you, how do they get a hold of you?
That's what I was just going to say.
Sure. Probably just through my email, the best bet would be, it's marcotune, MarcoTune, @gmail.com.
Oh, and what I'll try to do is I'll put that on our page, and you know, actually, if you go to our page and click on Marco's picture there, I have links that go from there. So, and we'll be happy to do that. And now
that.
You have some ongoing gigs and upcoming gigs we'd like to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's see. The on the 11th, it's a steady gig at every other week. I'm at Don Quixote in Valpo, doing the solo guitar thing.
And that usually, what times you're there?
That's from 7 p.m. to 9.
Wow.
To 9 p.m. And then on the 12th of October, I'm at Valpo Market Lounge from 5 to 8. And then, of course, the October 20th is the recital at Valparaiso University with the faculty trio there.
And we talked to Marco about the Billy Foster thing that we're going to do.
I was going to talk to him afterwards. Well, yeah, we're doing a jazz fest in Michigan City.
Oh, great.
With Billy and Renee Foster.
Oh, okay.
I was going to show you. Here's the lineup. If you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know everybody there.
Oh, and Henry.
Carl played at our gallery. Carl's so great.
When is this?
November 30th. Really? It's going to be. So
and we'll be talking
talk
a lot on the show. Definitely. Here, yeah. To kind of get it up
and
running.
I know everybody there, pretty much. Henry's phenomenal.
So we need to get you there. I think that'd be great.
I
think that would really round out the thing. You know, we only have about a few minutes left there. So I know one thing I was taken with in 1997, you were the featured guitar player in Guitar Player magazine. Yes. And it was plain to describe as very beguiling and beautiful.
That's such a good word for you.
Thank you.
Beguiling, yes, beguiling. I think it is.
Appreciate it.
So any final thoughts? We have about a minute and a half or so here.
Just keep moving forward and don't stop and
keep practicing
and
practice. Get you them.
Okay. Or to quote, I think Frank Zappa said this, don't stop and keep moving forward.
It's true. Keep moving forward.
And I'm curious about the equipment you play on. Do you have any special guitar or?
Well, I'm waiting a custom shop guitar that I co-designed with a brilliant guitar luthier in New Mexico named Rick Canton, who got a hold of me a few years back and wanted me to design a guitar for him to build for me. And that's hopefully coming up soon. So that'll
be. What kind of tell us more.
It's a headless guitar, which there's no headstock, and it's semi-hollow, and it's got all these unique features on it, like synthesizer access, different pickup setups and all that sort of thing. So,
how exciting.
I'm very excited.
You know, this has been a wonderful, we didn't give you a full hour, and sorry, it's on.
We'll have you back then.
So you've been listening to guitarist Marco Villarreal here on Art on the Air, WVP 103.1 FM, and it's been a wonderful experience, and you can see Marco at the places he's on, and I'll put that on our Arts Events page when he sends the information. Art on the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m., rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. Your hosts are Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. We'd like to thank, especially today, Greg Kovach, the station manager, who's been in here
to
make the thing run really smooth and everything. Also, underwriters for Art in the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and landlord Walt Breininger of Paragon Investments. You know, Art in the Air is supported by the Indian Arts Commission Project Grants. And if you're interested in being a guest, please send us your information about your arts, events, or whatever it is at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. And remember, we now are being heard on Sundays at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, so you can tune in, and they also have an online presence. So next week, our wonderful guests will be Deb Szymanski and Sharon Goodall, good friends who recently had an exhibit at the Hobart Art League, the Chestnut Art Center, and they will be there for our guests to talk about their art and other things they're involved with. So
excellent.
So here we are. See you next week right here on 103.1 FM, Art on the Air, and we are going to play out with Pan Fry on the album.
Aloha, everyone. Have a great week.